is a Czechoslovakian poet. This is called A Brief Reflection on Cats Growing in the Trees. Once upon a time, when moles still held their big conferences, when they had better eyesight than they do now, the moles decided to find out just what was up there. They elected a committee to supervise the project. This committee sent up a quick and clever mole who, when he left the motherland underground, spotted a bird sitting in a tree. And so a theory was established. Up there, birds are growing on trees, but some moles consider this too simple. So they set up another mole to learn more about birds growing on trees. This time it was evening, and on the trees were squealing cats. Not birds, but squealing cats are growing on trees, announced this mole. An alternative cat theory was therefore established. The two contradicting theories made it impossible for one neurotic member of the committee to fall asleep. He climbed up to see for himself, but it was night again, and pitch dark at that. Nobody's right, announced the worthy mole. Birds and cats are optical illusions, which are evoked by the double refraction of light. Actually, he said, up there nothing is different from down here. Only the earth is thinner and the roots on the other side are whispering something, really quietly. They approved this theory. Since then, moles have stayed underground without establishing any committees, and they don't believe in cats, or believe just a little. I thought there'd be more kids here for some reason.
Well, kids at heart, that's right. You brought her a child.
Good. It's a poem by Billy Collins. The dead. The dead are always looking down on us, they say, while we are putting on our shoes or making a sandwich. They are looking down through the glass-bottom boats of heaven, as they row themselves slowly through eternity. They watch the tops of our heads moving below on earth, and when we lie down in a field or on a couch, drugged perhaps by the hum of a warm afternoon, they think we are looking back at them, which makes them lift their oars and fall silent and wait, like parents, for us to close our eyes. It's a poem by Bertolt Brecht. Great Babel gives birth. When her time was come, she withdrew into her innermost chamber and surrounded herself with doctors and soothsayers. There was whispering. Solemn men went into the house with grave faces and came out with anxious faces that were pale, and the price of white makeup doubled in the beauty shops. In the street the people gathered and stood from morning till night with empty stomachs. The first sound that was heard was like a mighty fart in the rafters, followed by a mighty cry of peace, whereupon the stink became greater. Immediately after that, blood spurted up in a thin, watery jet, and now came further sounds in increasing succession, each more terrible than the last. Great Babel vomited, and it sounded like freedom, and coughed, and it sounded like justice, and farted again, and it sounded like prosperity. And wrapped in a bloody sheet, the squalling brat was carried onto the balcony and shown to the people with ringing of bells, and it was war, and it had 1,000 fathers. It's a poem by Robert Hayden, American Journal. Here among them, the Americans, this baffling multi-people, extremes and variegations, their noise, restlessness, their almost frightening energy, how best describe these aliens in my reports to the counselors. Disguise myself in order to study them unobserved, adapting their varied pigmentations, white, black, red, brown, yellow, the imprecise and strangering distinctions by which they live, by which they justify their cruelties to one another. Charming savages, enlightened primitives, brash newcomers lately sprung up in our galaxy, how describe them? Do they indeed know what or who they are? Do not seem to, yet no other beings in the universe make more extravagant claims for their importance and identity. Like us, they have created a veritable populace of machines that serve and soothe and pamper and entertain. We have seen their flags and footprints on the moon, also the intricate rubbish left behind, a wastefully ingenious people. Many, it appears, worship the unknowable essence, the same for them as for us, but are more faithful to their machine-made gods, technologists, their shamans. Oceans, deserts, mountains, grain fields, canyons, forests, variousness of landscapes, weathers, sunlight, moonlight, at home. Much here is beautiful, dreamlike vistas reminding me of home. Item, have seen the rock place known as Garden of the Gods and sacred to the first indigenes. Red monoliths of home, despite the tensions I breathe in, I am attracted to the vigorous Americans, disturbing, sensuous, appeal of so many, never to be admitted. Something they call the American dream. Sure, we still believe in it, I guess, an earthman in the tavern said. Irregardless of the sometimes nightmare facts, we always try to double-talk our way around. And it's okay, the dream's okay, and means what's good could be in a damn sight better. Means everybody in the good old USA should have the chance to get ahead, or at least should have 3 squares a day. As for myself, I do okay. Not crying hunger with a loaf of bread tucked under my arm, you understand. I feel one does not clearly follow, I reply. Notice you got a funny accent, pal. Like, where are you from, he asked. Far from here, I mumbled. He stared hard. I left. Must be more careful. Item, learn to use okay. Their password, okay. Crowds gathering in the streets today for some reason obscure to me. Noise and violent motion, repulsive physical contact, sentinels, pigs I heard them call, with flailing cubs, rage and bleeding and frenzy and screaming, machines wailing, unbearable decibels. I fled lest vibrations of the brutal scene do further harm to my metabolism, already overtaxed. The counselors would never permit such barbarous confusion. They knew what is best for our serenity. We are an ancient race and have outgrown illusions cherished here. Item, their vaulted liberty. Nobody pushes me around, I've heard them say. Land of the free, they sing. What do they fear? Mistrust? Betray more than the freedom they boast of in their ignorant pride. Have seen the squalid ghettos and their violent cities. Paradox on paradox. How have the Americans managed to survive? Parades, fireworks, displays, video spectacles, such grandiloquence, much buying and selling. They are celebrating their history. Earthmen in antique uniforms play at the carnage whereby the Americans achieved identity. We too recall that struggle as enterprise of suffering and faith uniquely theirs. Blonde Miss Teenage America waving from a red, white, and blue flower float as the goddess of liberty. A divided people seeking reassurance from a past few understand and many scorn. We should sanction all hypocrisies, these dissenters, the counselors, would silence them. A decadent people, the counselors believe. I do not find them decadent, a refutation not permitted me. But for all their knowledge, power, and inventiveness, not yet more than raw, crude neophytes like earthlings everywhere, though I have easily passed for an American in banker's gray, afro and dashiki, long hair and jeans, hard hat, yarmulke, miniskirt, describing some detail for the amusements of the counselors. And though my skill in mimicry is impeccable, as indeed the counselors are aware, something eludes me, some constant amid the barriers that defines analysis and imitation. Will I be judged incompetent? America, as much a problem in metaphysics as it is a nation, earthy entity, an iota in our galaxy, an organism that changes even as I examine it. Fact and fantasy, never twice the same, so many variables. Exert greater caution. Twice I've aroused suspicion, returned to the ship and told rumors of humanoids from outer space, so their scoffing media voices termed us, had been laughed away. My crew and I laughed too, of course. Confess I am curiously drawn, unmentionable to the Americans. Doubt I could exist among them for long, however. Psychic demands far too severe, much violence, much that repels. I am attracted, nonetheless, their variousness, their ingenuity, their elan vital, and that something, essence, quiddity, I cannot penetrate or name.
Get a star on Hollywood Boulevard.
The last poem will weep on a battlefield strewn with corpses. The last poem will be destroyed by religious fascists. The last poem will be memorized by the ghost of Homer. The last poem will be scrawled on the stall of a public bathroom, and it will say, "I wrote this to make asses laugh." The last poem will run away with the circus. The last poem will be abducted by space aliens. The last poem will lick its eyebrows and seduce a Martian. The last poem will avoid saying anything obscene just to get on TV. The last poem will wrestle bears and speak of unspeakable things. The last poem will be read by a cyclops. The last poem will return from the astral plane and declare, "Make life beautiful." The last poem will have Charlie Chaplin walk through. The last poem will step into the post office and see its heart on a wanted poster. The last poem will fight a duel with water pistols. The last poem will lift the blindfold off of justice. The last poem will see angels where there's only clouds. The last poem will give thanks to God and the great penguin. The last poem, of course, will be rejected by publishers. The last poem will be written by a cockroach. The last poem will put condoms on all the missiles. The last poem will laugh as a sword passes through its immaterial body. The last poem, I assure you, will be placed in a government file because secret police everywhere love poetry. The last poem will vote with its feet. The last poem will demonstrate that orange rhymes with doorhinge. The last poem will look so far into the future it will see the back of its head. The last poem will hustle roses down the avenues of the dead. The last poem will be recited by a dim-witted egomaniac with a sardonic smile. The last poem, being timeless, will be disqualified from the poetry contest. The last poem will sound a tuning fork on a grapefruit. The last poem will somersault into the light. The last poem is stored in a piñata. The last poem will smile at the foot of the ladder. The last poem will ride a moose into the sunset, gazing at flowers that whisper love. The last poem, the last poem, the last poem will be written the day after the last day. That's all, folks.